I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As global attention remains riveted on the wars in Ukraine and Gaza, Sudan's atrocities go unnoticed. Hastily dug mass graves, confirmed by satellite imagery, hold proof of Darfur genocide. Will you speak up for Sudan? Genocide isn't the only atrocity taking place. John, a gospel worker focused on Sudan, tells MNN.
The warring factions are taking this opportunity to try to eliminate the church on the ground in Sudan.
Praise the Lord for sustaining hope as only He can.
This war has driven Christians and Muslims into the same geographical areas, but those geographical areas are not Islam dominated, and so they have freedom to think outside of Islam, and God is doing some absolutely amazing things.
And Jesus Film Project has announced the launch of a new project, a new animated film called Jesus, depicting the life of Jesus Christ based on the book of Luke. Jeff Peters, Jesus Film Project's global marketing director, says,
"For this project, we're really building on the 40-year plus legacy of the original Jesus film. But we're entering into an era where animation is the art form, method of storytelling that we all recognize just transcends ages, demographics. The whole family gets into animation. And we felt it's a great opportunity to retell the story of the life of Christ."
The projected global release date for the animated film Jesus is December 2025. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.